Studio 360.
You're listening to Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
The Twilight Zone. How I loved it. In 1963, they aired this episode called The Parallel. An astronaut completes his mission and reunites with his family. But it turns out that he landed on a mirror Earth. And the family he thinks is his own, they're just lookalikes.
Tell Mommy and Colonel Conacher who I am.
Mom, please.
Now, sweetheart, you say whatever's on your mind. Tell them who I am.
I don't know who you are.
Maggie, this is your daddy. This is your daddy.
He's not my daddy. I don't know who he is.
At the time, in 1963, the idea of a parallel universe was pretty new, but it would soon become a science fiction trope. Like in this Star Trek episode where Captain Kirk and his squad accidentally beam into a parallel universe and encounter an Enterprise crew that is brutal, fascist, and kind of scantily clad.
Mother Enterprise, Spock with a beard.
Another Captain Kirk, another Dr. McCoy, and
an exchange. Another... If we're here, then our counterparts must have been transporting up at the exact same time. Similar storms on both universes disrupted the circuits. We're here and they're on our Enterprise.
But this parallel universe stuff is really all just sci-fi fantasy, right? Maybe not. Even before Star Trek and the Twilight Zone, some physicists were beginning to suspect that our universe could be one of many. And a lot more do now. If it is, the cosmos is much weirder than anything at the Cineplex. Today in Studio 360, we're going to try to wrap our heads around this idea of multiple universes. It's a concept scientists are working to understand and explain, and that artists are exploring more than ever. To begin to understand how this sci-fi idea reflects real scientific theory, we've got to get small, very small. We've got to shrink down into the world of quantum mechanics. That's the science of tiny subatomic particles and how they behave. Quantum mechanics revolutionized physics a century ago.
And yet, after 100 years, people still argue passionately about what it means.
Max Tegmark teaches physics at MIT, more specifically cosmology, the origins and nature of the universe. I decided he'd be a perfect expert for this because he's used to explaining difficult concepts like the multiverse to groggy students. From your own days as a student, you may remember something about Schrödinger's cat. There's a cat in a box. And a little bit of radioactive material in the box with the cat. If the radioactive material decays, the cat dies. Sorry, kitty. If the radioactive material doesn't decay, the cat lives. But until you open the box, the cat is both alive and dead. The cat scenario was meant to be a kind of funny takedown of the dominant interpretation of quantum physics at the time. Basically, that a particle can be in two different states, doing two different things until someone looks at it. That's ridiculous, Schrödinger was essentially saying. The cat can't both be alive and dead. That just doesn't make sense. But there was a young graduate student named Hugh Everett who disagreed, and he took it even further. He said maybe the cat is both alive and dead, meaning maybe particles are in two different states at once.
The only catch is that if you take his idea seriously, then there is a multiverse, because we know that electrons can be in two different places at once.
Right.
As can all elementary particles. But you and I are made of elementary particles, so if they can be in two places at once, why can't we?
And Everett said, yeah, we can. He proposed that every time you make a decision, any decision, say you wake up in the morning and choose to put on the striped socks instead of the black ones.
Reality kind of forks out where there's another branch where you did exactly the opposite.
So now there's actually another world where you put on the black socks. a world where you went to business school instead of getting the degree in English Lit. A world where that cat is alive, and an entirely different world where the cat's dead.
Everett said that all those worlds are equally real. It's just that there's a law of physics you can derive that explains why you will always think that your branch is the only one, because the stripe-socked you will have no idea of the existence of the black-socked you.
You may recognize this concept from movies like Sliding Doors, where Gwyneth Paltrow both does and does not catch a train, allowing her to both catch and not catch her boyfriend in bed with another woman.
And I just couldn't help thinking, if I had just caught that bloody train, it would never have happened. I'd have been home ages ago.
Oh, well, you don't want to go wondering about things like that, you know, if only this and what if that.
Professor Tegmark actually likes that movie.
The coolest thing about all of this is it doesn't just involve what sounds like the Sliding Doors movie and other science fiction, but it actually predicts that you can build really awesome technology like quantum computers that can solve certain problems incredibly quickly using this